This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, helping you handle your hump day in style.
That you certainly are. And on the weekend, Robbie, I got to get some pride on in a really wonderful way, because on Sunday was the 6th Yarra Valley Pride Cup, which was the first ever AFL Pride Cup to happen.
We were just saying you know very little about sport, so I'm very glad that you're learning more.
I mean, I went. but actually, the Yarra Valley Pride Cup was the very first one to happen. Jason Ball, that was his sporting team.
Yeah.
And his local team, and they organised a Pride Cup that's been going for the past 6 years. It actually inspired the Pride Cup that happens at AFL. And what was really fantastic about it was the fact that this year at the Pride Cup, there was an announcement, because you may or may not have noticed in the past year, Jason Ball and the team at Pride Cup have really taken it further to really reach out to a lot of communities and sporting organisations, so that Pride Cups aren't just in one bit, whether it's a national game or in one small town, but really spreading across the country. And NAB, the NAB Bank, the banking organisation, National Australia Bank, that's what they are.
Correct.
NAB have basically given support, the NAB Pride Association have given support so that the Pride Cup can now go national for the next 3 years, which is absolutely fantastic. So we thought we'd chat about the Pride Cup. And what I did is, as soon as that announcement was made, I grabbed Rachel Slade, who's the executive sponsor of NAB Pride, and asked her about it. And here's what she had to say.
What did it feel like to discover that NAB was going to be providing the money that gives 3 years of support to Pride Cup to be able to allow them to go national?
Well, it was fantastic. I've known Jason for a little while, and it was actually one of the members of NAB Pride was kind of cooking up this dream with Jason in the background. So they brought it to me and said, you know, how would we feel about really being able to support NAB Pride go from, you know, what started as a local game to create a conversation about inclusion to a national organisation that's really, you know, opening up the conversation and awareness across regional communities right across Australia. And I was like, well, you know, how that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys have been here. I've been here for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
And you guys have been here as well, really showing your support and to be able to help expand, you know, what it means being here at the Yarra Glen Pride Cup and seeing the community engage and be involved. I think one of the fantastic things about the Pride Cup is how it's really evolved from something in its early days where our communities were really like, this is amazing to see this representation, to really see communities build on what inclusion means and what it means for them. It must be really wonderful to be a part of a Pride network and a business that wants to help support and foster that.
Yeah, it's awesome. And what we've seen internally is our NAB Pride, our employee network, really grow. So the last year in particular, last year we had our very own, we made up our own day. We had our very first NAB Pride Day, which opened up a conversation right across our networks. We've got people right across the country, and we used our internal social media to really promote it. And what was really pleasing for me is we had, you know, we had morning teas and support for our LGBTI communities right across Australia, like from really, really remote regional branches to our head offices. So it was so fantastic to see the teams supporting each other. And the other thing we've really seen on social, because like our LGBTI community do like to post photos of themselves.
Yeah.
We've had some really beautiful moments shared on our internal socials. So from weddings, we had one of our trans employees who's really shared his journey quite bravely with the company, who recently shared his wedding photos. It was just really amazing to watch.
And do you think part of that inclusion has really helped to step up and elevate what it means to stand up and be prideful in your workplace?
Oh, absolutely. And look, we know not only is it the right thing to do, but like people are just like better when they can be who they are every day at work. So
and you're doing that in your workplace, so it's so great to see providing the support for the Pride Cup to be able to allow it for people to do it in their sport on the weekends, in their communities where they feel, you know, where they can be themselves and engage. It's just really wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great.
Love it. So proud.
Thank you for taking the time to talk.
Thanks, Dean.
That was Rachel Slade, the executive sponsor of NAB Pride, who I was speaking to at the Yarra Glen Pride Cup, the 6th one, in fact, last year. And joining us now on the line is James Lollicato from Pride Cup. Hey, James, how are you?
Hello, good, thank you.
Now, this is absolutely fantastic for NAB to be able to provide this support so that Pride Cups can go national over the next 3 years and really spread pride and diversity across Australia.
Yeah, it really is, because what this NAB sponsorship allows us to do is really reach throughout communities in regional and rural Australia that we never thought we would have got to. So having that NAB brand name behind us really helps us as an organisation grow and expand, and not just to other communities, but also to other sports clubs and codes.
So you're just changing up. It's not just AFL anymore.
No. So this year we'll see our first Pride Cups running cricket. We'll see water polo come back. We also have softball. We've got an ultimate frisbee one coming up. And we get more and more signing up each and every day.
That must be really exciting. Now, I know you turn around and say, oh, it's getting out to those regional spaces. But I think what I've really loved over the past year is to see how much the Pride Cup has grown, just from a club here or a club there. And now that you guys have really, really gotten organised and you're really putting in so much work and spreading the message, it's absolutely amazing to see the growth of what that means. What's it like for you guys?
It's overwhelming, but it's great. So initially, we knew that there was a lot of appetite for people to run Pride Cups, but they didn't know how to. So we were getting asked questions each and every day about, where do I get the materials from? Where do I get education? What does this mean? So we really wanted to put processes in place to make it as easy as possible for these people who really want to show commitment to diversity and inclusion to be able to run these cups in their communities. We didn't want it to be really, really hard for them to do and to be really costly. Yeah. We wanted to kind of stream all the efforts they had into an easily-to-do kind of mentality. So then they could all run these Pride Cups in their areas and they could be successful.
That's absolutely fantastic. So what was it like for you finding out you've got this grant and knowing that you guys, sorry, this sponsorship, and knowing that you can spread the Pride Cup even further?
I mean, it's always dicey with LGBTI funding. It's very hard to get, and a lot of people are tackling for the same type of funding streams.
Very true.
We knew that we had a really good connection with NAB, and NAB volunteers had been at Yarra Valley for 6 years straight. They'd always in some way supported the Yarra Valley Pride Cup. So we went to them with a real opportunity to be able to go nationally. We knew for us that it was a perfect partnership with them because they already sponsor AFLW, they sponsor a few AFL initiatives. So it was really, it was a long time. It was about a year process. But when that when the final kind of say came through and we got that final clarification that we had gotten that grant, it was so unbelievably amazing. It meant not just that we could grow our internal team, which then can then go out and support all the national Pride Cups. It also meant that we could support every single person who wanted to run a Pride Cup to make sure that they can actually do it without being so costly for them.
One of the wonderful things I love about the Pride Cup is the fact that it isn't just the game, which is so joyful and wonderful, just to see whether it's a rainbow flag or a trans flag up in these communities, or whether it's the rainbow, I don't know what metre line it is because I'm very bad at sport, but one of the metre lines.
50 metre
line. I was like, the line on the grass. You know, I was calling a halftime interval and, you know, the third quarter, second act. So I was doing really well at the Pride Cup. But also what's fantastic about it is the educational factor that you guys actually go into these clubs and talk about inclusion and diversity and what that means. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, well, if you want to know what scary is, it's walking into a club of mostly 18, 19-year-old males who have just been playing footy, gotten off the field, and the first thing you're doing is defining what LGBTI means to them. And sharing your personal story of growing up and not always being accepted in these type of environments.
Yeah.
It's scary, and we have some amazing facilitators who go out and run our education sessions. But to go into those clubs and to kind of see the looks on people's faces where they kind of instantly understand, they might not have known anybody who was LGBTI previously, especially in regional and rural communities. They've never met somebody who's trans or never heard the story about what it meant to somebody coming out as gay. So when they're hearing these stories, you can actually see in their eyes that there's like a change of mentality. What we have seen as well is we have had almost a dozen young people come out during our sessions.
Really?
Yes, when we're in clubs or when we're talking to sporting codes, they will kind of feel that they're in an open space where they know they're being accepted, and they'll come out in front of us.
That's amazing. Mm. That must be really inspiring. And it must be wonderful to know that you're helping to create and foster a space where they can feel that they can do that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's all about creating safe spaces. And that's the main aim of Pride Cup. Yes, we do run the LGBTI-themed games. And that's really a celebration of visibility of LGBTI athletes and LGBTI spectators. But it's really about creating that safe space internal to clubs. So when we do have people who want to join football clubs or want to kind of get involved in their local club community, be that just by doing a sausage sizzle, they know that they can go and they can be accepted and included.
James, it's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today on NAB Wednesday. It's so great that NAB are sponsoring you guys to be able to make the Pride Cup not only go national but reach more corners of communities all across the country. It's absolutely fantastic and it's wonderful to hear. Just it may seem like little things that you do, but they make such a big impact and it's so fantastic to see the Pride Cup grow.
Thank you so much, both of you.
We absolutely appreciate it.
Dean, it's so lovely to hear from James just now. And also, we were talking to Susan from Rotary before. I'm hearing like a lot of great, sensational mashups of communities. So the LGBTI community, getting involved with Rotary, getting involved with rural sports and sports in general. Like I was saying, I just think these are very good progressive way forwards for
you
our
know
community.
What warms the cockles of my queer heart?
Oh, please tell me.
It's the A part of it. It's the ally that exists.
Yeah.
And the fact that these don't just happen by one person here or one person there, and it's not about exclusion, it's all about so much inclusion and really coming together and engaging together. And I'm going to be honest, I bloody love it.
Yeah.
I'm very here for it. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. And just like we were talking about then, the Pride Cup is so exciting. And it's great that NAB are supporting them in this way so that they're able to spread the word of what that means. Because I love how much it's evolved. It's not about us anymore. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.